Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2213, Avoiding Injury in Everyday Life by Casey Bradley with DIYActive.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hello, happy Saturday. Hope your weekend is off to a great start, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs and always provide my commentary at the end. And don't forget, we have a bunch of shows covering different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app to find all of them. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Avoiding Injury in Everyday Life by Casey Bradley with DIYActive.com. Work, exercise, horsing around in the backyard. There are a lot of circumstances where we can get injured. When it comes to avoiding injury, check out these simple tips that will ensure you don't send your fitness goals back. Avoiding injury all day long. Tips for avoiding injury. Keeping up with a regular workout routine is hard enough. Work meetings, family time, and a host of other obligations often cut into the time for scheduled exercise. But if you add onto that busy schedule poor habits that can lead to injury, you'll derail your quest for fitness quicker than you can say, "Ouch, that hurts." Here's a look at how to avoid injury in your everyday life so that you can achieve your health and wellness objectives. 1. Know your body and your limits. A common workout mistake is to push your body's limits too quickly. For example, maybe you've always wanted to take up running, so you sign up for a 5K race that's a couple of months away. You may think you need to start running 5Ks right away to get used to the distance and pace. Instead, you should work up to that distance using a combination of walking and running. Although it may seem like you need to run more and more to obtain the goal you want to achieve, exercising excessively can lead to serious injuries. If you want some help on managing your running goals, you could check out apps like Couch to 5K that will help guide you to jog and walk in realistic increments until you're running an entire 5K. But this gradual approach should be used no matter which type of fitness you're embracing. Going hard right off the bat can send you home quickly. 2. Be mindful at work and work out. And while knowing your body limits while you work out is of paramount importance, you've also got to be mindful during the other 23 hours of the day as well. Workplace injuries are more common than you may think. According to the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, almost 3 million non-fatal workplace injuries or illnesses were reported in 2014. That's about 3 out of every 100 workers. Of course, your own workplace hazard will depend on the job. Employees in the medical field may be asked to lift patients or equipment, for example. To stay injury-free, know what's expected of you, wear appropriate attire and footwear, and never try to complete a physical task for which you aren't qualified. 3. Always start and end with stretching. If you think back to gym class, you'll probably remember that you always started with arm circles and hamstring stretches. Your PE teacher was onto something. Unfortunately, as adults, we forget these lessons. In the rush to fit in your 30-minute workout into the 20 minutes you have after work and putting the kids to sleep, you may have been skipping your stretching. Stretching helps improve your range of motion, increased blood flow to your muscles, and benefits your overall performance. Hold each stretch for about 30 seconds, breathe normally through the stretches, and do it both before and after your workouts. 4. Invite your significant other or friend to join in. Another great way to ensure safety during a workout is to have an accountability partner. Practically speaking, you can look out for each other, spot during weightlifting, and give a heads up to literal bumps in the road during your outdoor run. Also, having an accountability partner will help you stay dedicated to your workout routine, which will see you gain strength and muscle with every workout. The stronger you are, the more stable your muscles are, and the less likely you are to suffer an injury. Some experts say that this type of support system is the most important when establishing long-term fitness success. And 5, eat and drink healthy. The benefits of the workout will be felt long after you put down the free weights, but if you want to feel good after you work out, it will also depend on what you decide to eat. A balance of fruits and vegetables, lean meats and fish, and simple carbohydrates will ensure your muscles are able to recover properly. A lack of water can lead to dehydration, which could create muscle cramping and joint pain. So staying hydrated during and after your workout will help stave off injury and aches. Wrap up. Working out is an important part of establishing a healthy lifestyle, but it can be quickly derailed by injury, soreness, or pain. Follow the simple steps just discussed to avoid injury in everyday life so that you're able to work out and stay active. You just listened to the post titled Avoiding Injury in Everyday Life by Casey Bradley with DIYActive.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Just a quick clarification about stretching. First, yes, do make time for it. Most health agencies say that we should incorporate stretching at least twice a week. Second, you can stretch before and after your workout, as today's author Casey said in the article. But I would just add that if you stretch before the formal workout, be sure you've already warmed up a bit first. So I wouldn't suggest you walk in the gym and start stretching. Instead, I would suggest you walk in the gym, then spend 5 minutes warming up on the treadmill, elliptical, bike, whatever cardio machine you prefer, and then stretch. This will warm up the muscles and help prevent any potential injuries that could happen when you stretch cold. And then after the workout, yeah, absolutely stretch. In fact, many would argue that that's probably the best time to stretch, because that's when your muscles are the most warmed up. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.